Now, Fridays this summer, we're taking a look at the federal employees nominated for the annual Service to America medals, these prestigious career achievement awards. In today's SAMI segment, Julia Segre is a senior investigator at the National Institutes of Health and is nominated for a Service to America medal in the science and environment category. Along with a team of doctors, Segre helped to stop the spread of a deadly hospital-acquired infection through the first ever use of genome sequencing. Ms. Segre, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so what exactly have you done here? It sounds like a good thing.
It's a scientific innovation wrapped in a tragic story. In June of 2011, we had the first patient who came in with a bug, as we call them, that was resistant to most known antibiotics. And that's difficult because these are severely ill patients who often do require antibiotics when they get a bloodstream infection or just even because of their underlying disease. And in the course of her hospitalization, three transmissions from this original patient to three other patients in the hospital occurred and went undetected, despite, you know, our best efforts at infection control and surveillance. And then we were in a situation where the first patient walks out of the hospital. She's really actually, you know, is ill, but still is actually in great shape. But we started detecting after she left that there were other cases of patients who were severely ill who had developed infections or were at risk for developing infections because they had acquired this bug. And we really weren't sure at that point whether what had been the roots of transmission and was it from the original patient, because it seemed like a strange coincidence to us that we would have our first cases of this bacteria all together. But on the other hand, we had really stepped up surveillance. So it could have been just by chance that two or three patients had brought it in at the same time and we had been so much better at finding it that we did. The innovative part of this team was that we used whole genome sequencing, which is a technique that was developed for the Human Genome Project. We could rapidly decipher every single genetic element of this bacteria so that it had no secrets left and really provide an exact match between the initial patient and then the transmissions that went through the NIH Clinical Center. That allowed us to identify the weaknesses in the hospital practice and to alter them and really bring the cluster of infections under control.
So the hospital had a bug it could not kill and didn't know how it was spreading. At what point did NIH come into the picture here?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the NIH Clinical Center.
It's your own place.
Right. This is our own place. That's, you know, right. So we're tracking down because the NIH Clinical Center runs a 243-bed hospital where we run clinical trials for, like, really cutting-edge clinical trials on stem cell transplants and immune deficiencies, the undiagnosed disease program. Often patients that other hospitals are just baffled by, they'll come to the NIH Clinical Center to seek a team approach to diagnosis and clinical management. So I say that in that these are really some of the most severely ill patients in the nation, but these therapies, we're now rolling them out. So there are more and more patients that hospitals are putting on that edge. You know, you would only be susceptible to this bacteria if you had a very weakened immune system, like you were had a cancer or a blood cancer, or if you were getting a transplant.
We're speaking with Dr. Julie Segre, a senior investigator with the National Institutes of Health. But it sounds like since infections probably kill more people than anything else in hospitals nationwide, it sounds like your genomic technique could be used more widely than simply at the NIH Center.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been a lot of our work now, is to sort of prove that, I mean, this was a demonstration that this technique, this technology, really helped us to understand what was happening in our hospital. It will also help us to understand now what's happening between hospitals. Now we screen every patient who comes into the hospital to identify if they carry one of these bacteria. We communicate that back to the other hospital. I think infections are a big problem in hospital, and they're also of great concern to patients, that, you know, hospital acquiring an infection in a hospital is all too common, and it really is something that erodes the contract between the social contract between the patient and the hospital.
And so if there is a bug that you can now find, does this work also help you devise ways to kill it?
Unfortunately, no. Because these bugs really are resistant to most known antibiotics. So that's where we back it up and we say, really what's important is to know what are the possible weaknesses. We've learned that from other cases. Now we need to implement those in all hospitals, because hospital infection control is really crucial to these bacteria. It may be that as we continue this kind of basic research, that it will aid in developing new targets for antibiotics. That's certainly true, but I'm still worried about, you know, what's going to happen next year, what's going to happen 2 years from now, 5 years from now. Developing new antibiotics is on a longer time scale than that.
And just briefly, you might want to mention your team members that were with you also for the SAMMY's Award.
Yeah. Great. David Henderson is the deputy director for critical care at the NIH Clinical Center. Tara Palmore and I are receiving the award together. She is the deputy director of hospital infection control, and Evan Snicken is the computer scientist and real brains behind developing the algorithms for tracking.
So it must have come as a pretty amazing surprise to get a SAMMY's for this work, huh?
Yeah, this is very, I mean, this is really tough work to publicize. I should correct it originally. There were 18 patients who were colonized, 7 of whom tragically succumbed to the infection.
Sure.
But it's a very hard story to tell, and I really appreciate the fact that the NIH Clinical Center has stood behind us. This is we told this story to really honor the memory of the patients who were infected and died. But it required, I mean, a hospital does not typically tell the story of how patients were infected and died. This is takes a real act of courage from the institution, which they do because the NIH's mission is to create, you know, is to mobilize public health, and telling these kinds of stories will, and I hope that this will really, you know, make every hospital step up their game.
All right, Dr. Julie Segre is senior investigator with the National Institutes of Health. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you for the interest in the story.